I think we're going to have a great venue for entertaining, more reasons for people to come to town, generate revenue for the city, have a great time in the process.
What do you think of the club areas now that they've been finished?
I think it's among the best in the business, and it delivers value for the people who are supporting the Jaguars. It raises the bar how you enjoy football.
Is it a concert venue or is it a practice field?
All of that and a lot more. That's why it's the flex field.
Explain the flex field. Can you talk about that a little bit more? What it means?
Well, if you look at the structure, it's polycarbonate walls, so it really takes advantage of the weather here. It's not too hot, not too cold. You can enjoy the sunlight, yet it keeps you out of the elements, whether it's thunderstorming, raining, or whatever. And hangar-like doors that open up to let the fresh air in. And you could have events, I mean, Florida-Georgia game, that could be a great venue for food courts, etc. Could be a great venue for the draft with all the amenities that go with hosting an event like that. So it is absolutely lives up to the name, a flex field.
Do you think you'll bid for the draft in the near future?
We're going to do our utmost to bid for the draft.
What does that entail with the league? Do you have to... they're going to profit from it?
Well, for us, it's not about profit. It's about, I think it's an event that puts Jacksonville and everything that's going here, you know, in the right way, in the proper way.
Expectations nationally are a bit higher for this team than normal. What are your expectations for
them? Well, my expectations are, you know, we get better and we win. I think it's very simple, and it's no different than every player that's on the team, every coach is on the team. We want to win, and we have a lot of pieces in place now that'll help us do it.
Steelers is by far your best team on paper.
I think that's pretty much everybody would agree with that. So,
David said that he almost doesn't hold the first couple of years against Gus because of how far things had to come. Is that a viewpoint that you share with Dave?
Well, I think you know, as I've said before, this turned out to be a rebuild rather than a remodel. Obviously, it takes a little bit longer. I mean, so, but, you know, I'm delighted where we are, and we've got to move forward.
What do you think this means for the shipyard project? I'm sorry if you said that before.
Well, I think what this means for the shipyard, I think it's very good, okay, because you've got to have, you know, you've got to have some inertia to get something going. We have now, I think, across the highway would be a great opportunity for like a high-end hotel convention center, which really this town needs. That's something we're going to now try to work with the city. And then as you move towards downtown, that area, I think the city is wrestling with a lot of challenges on environmentally. I think as that's addressed, then you can really have, you know, the growth. So I think it's very good. It's absolutely, you know, embryonic but important.
Is that what you were... getting the ball rolling on that?
Pardon me?
When's that all going to start?
Well, I think we don't control a lot of that. I think it depends on the city. But, you know, certainly we're ready to go. And step by step, we're going to be moving.
Was that what you were hinting at when you talked about more groundbreakings?
I would love...
the stadium?
No, I think stadium is in great shape now. We finished the south entrance, what have you. I think we're in good shape. I think now you take the power of the NFL and really expand it for good of Jacksonville.
Shad, is one of the city's biggest Republican donors, not to mention a Muslim. What have you thought of Donald Trump's comments, and do you support him for president?
You know something? Today is about football. It's about Jacksonville, so I think I'm going to save that for another day.
You had great Ernie in for a visit last month. How prepared were you for any public backlash with you signed here?
Well, I mean, to me, it's, you know, it's there are a lot of issues, and you've got to understand them all, and the only way you do them, you know, is to experience it firsthand. So what the upside, downside might be, but, you know, I think, you know, we're not even close to a decision like that.
Did you meet with him?
Yes, sir.
Did you like it? Did you like what that produced?
Well, I mean, I met with dozens of players. As a matter of fact, I'm meeting with players today. And I just started doing this really a year and a half ago because I want to get to understand them as human beings and what we can do to support them and move forward. So, you know, I meet with players all the time.
How much have you suffered by the losses?
Well, I think, you know, I'm probably the closest to the epicenter. I think it's so you know what the issues are, what we can do to support it. But I think we want to move forward.